movies, man. You know what I hate?
Moving.
Not because of all the lifting. I just can't stand walking into that new empty bedroom and figure out which one of the 10 sockets is controlled by the light switch. Alright, I'm gonna put my length into this one. Light switch. Gah! Let me try the one next to it. Maybe that's what the architect had in mind. Light switch. Damn! What could possibly be wrong? There's no light bulb in here. I'll tell you right now, you know what controls the whole layout of the furniture in your bedroom? The cable jack. It's like the architects were screwing with it when we built the place. Hey, Gene, come here, let me show you what I did. I put it in the closet and the bathroom. Smallest wall in the entire house. No entertainment center's gonna fit there, baby. Which means the bed has to go right here. So in the morning, the sun will shine through the window, right on your faces. You're gonna live in, you're gonna put the jack in the fireplace. I wanna make sure the AC vents are blowing right down their throats while they're sleeping. Everything's perfect. Oh my god, man, sockets never where I need them. Alright, the phone jack's here, but my desk needs to go there. Looks like I want a 27-foot phone cord and wrap it over the door, over the closet, over the bathroom, underneath the carpet. The alarm clock plugs in here, that's the socket that's controlled by the light switch. Because you all be late for worky-worky when the alarm clock go blinky-blinky. Simple things stress me out, man. Light switches, boom, at home. Some of you have two right next to each other. And I don't care if you live there for 30 days or 30 years, you still don't know which switch is for which light. Is that for the ceiling fan, for the light that's on the ceiling fan? Damn it, outside patio. Figure that out. I'll be back in 5 minutes to do it all over again. I think that'd be like a good game show. Bring like 5 cameras into somebody's kitchen, and you're like, for $1 million, is a switch on the right of the kitchen sink for the light or the garbage disposal? What about here for the lot? Are you sure?
Hey, this is my house.
Bring his kids in. Put their hands in the sink. I was just bluffing. Tune in next week for some more Pick a Switch, bitch.
Kitchen humor.
Man, I'm a moron, man. I can't walk into my kitchen and grab a handful of ice out of the freezer without dropping one piece on the floor. Every single time.
Ice doesn't just land, stop, and stay visible. It's like a chameleon. It takes on the color of its surroundings and it slides under the counter. And you're like, damn it, should I look for it or should I leave it?
And in 3 hours from now, we'll all wonder why one of our socks is wet. Come on, man. You can't just throw ice in the sink. It's like, ricochet! I'm on the counter now, bitch! You better respect me and place me gently down the drain. That's what's up, yo.
People are like, oh my god, I hope these ice cubes sound like an African American.
You know why? Because my countertops are black. Some of my best friends are ice cubes. Simple things stress me out, man. I like beds, right? I love beds. Pillows, pillowcases, top sheets, comforters, but I cannot stand the fitted sheet. The one with all the elastic on it, it's unfoldable. I'm a grown man. I've been doing origami since the 4th grade. I've got a family of stool pigeons out of one piece of notebook paper, but I can't fold a fitted sheet. Every wash day is the same. Oh, hell. I'll just crumble that up in a ball and throw it in the corner. Are you kidding me? 20 seconds of every day I'm on top of my bed, desperately trying to pull that fourth corner of the ultimate mattress. Jumping and pulling and jumping and pulling at the same time. And when it finally goes on with ease, I know
the other corner popped up.
One time I got the whole thing in my bed at 32.2 seconds. I said, Mom, come check it out. She said, whoo,
that's inside out.
The fitted sheet.